Shelley Nicole Taylor of Sault Ste. Marie and Jesse Robert Bishop of Pickford were married on December 1, 2007 with big plans to start a family. Being a mother was something a cut above the rest. Salon and spa hair stylist Shelley Bishop wanted more than anything else in the entire world. "When my husband and I decided to start a family, we assumed it would happen naturally," said Bishop. The couple tried for several years to no avail. They made the decision to do something about it, despite any financial burden. "We saw a fertility specialist," said Bishop. "This began a long process of testing, medical procedures, taking medications, and the loss of a baby. It was extremely difficult both physically and emotionally. Nearly a decade had passed and the Bishops were still unsuccessful in delivering one of their own. So, they finally considered adoption. We decided adoption was the best choice for us to start a family," Bishop said. "We were blessed to adopt our first son, Channing, 5 years ago. UNICEF data collected in 2017 has shown that more than 2.7 million children worldwide live in residential care. The Bishop saw to it that Channing would never again have to be part of that statistic, giving him a stable and loving home. Our oldest son, Channing, was meant for us," said Bishop. "We just had to be patient. Patience is all it took." Shortly after his adoption, the Bishops naturally conceived two sons. "This was nothing short of a miracle," Bishop said. "Our family is now complete with three healthy, blonde, blue-eyed, wild little boys." Bishop's work was far from over. She had a vision one night, inspiring her to help other families struggling with infertility. "I had a dream about a fashion show," said Bishop. "It was vivid and clear and nothing short of magnificent. When I woke up, I instantly knew that I needed to help a family." Bishop called her mother the very next day to tell her about the dream. She said, "Go with it, I love it. We had been through that sad, dark period of our lives," Bishop said, determined to help the next childless couple. "When a family receives an infertility diagnosis, it can be heartbreaking. They are also faced with the hardship of the actual costs of moving forward with testing, infertility, treatments, or adoption expenses. The financial costs can be overwhelming and it's just not possible for some families to proceed with the dream of starting a family." The mother of three has since organized two fashion shows with the help of a few community friends. The first ever show, Unchained, was hosted by A Cut Above and organized by Tara Kelgar from Fat Boutique on October 5, 2019. It raised approximately $2,500. "None of it would have been possible without Flo and our team of stylists at A Cut Above Salon and Spa," said Bishop. Jen Nackstant was the lead makeup artist for us both years. The fashion for Unchained 2 was donated by Janice Nichols and conducted on October 23, 2021 to bring in a whopping $4,400. "Stylist Janice Nichols single-handedly designed all of our beautiful costumes," said Bishop. "She put her heart and soul into the show with me." Thanks to Bishop and her friends, the infertility awareness fashion shows have raised enough funds to donate to three different families. Then, Chippewa County Community Foundation Executive Director Deborah Jones got wind of what was going on in town and collaborated with Bishop to set up the Infertility Awareness and Support Fund. "Shelley came to me and wanted to start a fund to help families suffering from infertility," said Jones. "We partnered with her to start the Infertility Fund. There was a $500 grant given to one family and a $3,600 given to another." A Cut Above's first, Unchained, fashion show recipients are now expecting their first baby in 2022, Bishop rejoiced. "We look forward to hearing more good news in the near future. Motherhood is everything to Bishop and she simply can't stand to see loving, longing parents suffer through infertility. The days we met our babies were, honestly, the best days of my life," said Bishop of her three boys. "I have never wanted anything so badly. I cherish and treasure them very much. They are my whole world. Nothing feels better than snuggling and loving them. Being their mommy is a remarkable gift." Bishop thanked her mom and dad for all their support, as they were key factors behind the scene. She remains grateful to all who have given donations, so that the next family may receive the same remarkable gift. "There is no telling when the next big, Unchained, fashion event will be, but Bishop's work is far from over. There will be another event. To make donations, inquire about volunteering or learn about fundraising opportunities with the Chippewa County Community Foundation, call 906-635-1046. Donations may be mailed or delivered in person to 511 Ashmun Street No. 202, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Be sure to visit the Chippewa County Community Foundation Facebook page for the latest updates.